Okay, hi guys, this is Renat and Peter. We're from Software Park, and we're going to give a try to a small thing called something like software ethos, journey, whatever, from the Software Park. In essence, we ended up having a little bit of spare time within the company that we can spend on learning, on improving, and sharing the knowledge within the company. And we want, since domain-driven design and a little bit of event sourcing, event storming is part of the ethos of Software Park. We wanted to focus on that and practice on learning how to use this techniques and methodologies better through a set of very short exercises. And Peter with me, he's my buddy in crime, being responsible for the Software Park ethos. So we'll start working together with him. Okay. Hi, Peter.
Hi.
Okay. I've prepared a short kind of task or coding dojo. And within this tiny, tiny episode, we'll just go through the task, discuss any questions and how it even relates to potential domain-driven design. And then in the next episode, we'll compare the results and we'll discuss like what can we do next. Does it sound like a good plan?
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay. So the task is actually looks like a task for the third grader or fourth grader, but it has to be done in code. So it means it's already a senior software engineering project. The idea is that we have a factory. And the factory is has a bunch of cargo that has to be delivered to two locations, location A and location B. There is a direct road from factory to location B that takes 5 hours for a truck to drive. And also there is a road from factory to the port, which takes 1 hour to drive. And then there is a ship that can take cargo from port to the warehouse A in 4 hours. So we have two trucks that can travel on the roads and one ship or ferry. Mm-hmm. And the task is essentially the question, how much time does it take for all cargo to be delivered? So for example, if we have at the factory only one cargo to be delivered, cargo A, then it would take 5 hours in total to be delivered to the warehouse A, because it will take all the trucks start at the factory, the ship starts at the port, and it will take one truck 1 hour to deliver cargo to the port, and then 4 hours for a ship to deliver cargo to the warehouse A. Does it make sense so far?
Yes.
Okay. If we have, for example, two cargoes, A and B, then it will take 5 hours as well, because first truck will deliver the cargo A, and the second truck at the same time will deliver cargo B. And we say that trucks and cargoes, they follow a very simple algorithm. If they have a multiple cargoes to deliver, they pick up the first and they just drive straight to the destination. Once they deliver something, they come straight back to the point of origin. For trucks, factory, for the ship, that's port. And if we think we can go like in our mind, think through the amount of time that it would take for trucks and ship to deliver, for example, a list of three cargoes, one for the warehouse A and then two for the warehouse B. It will involve some back and forth driving, of course. And so the task is simple. Write a small program in any language that takes a comma delimited list of the cargoes. So for example, A, B, A, B, B, A, B, which is a list of the cargoes that have to be delivered and the order in which they have to be delivered. And the program has to print a single thing to the screen. It's what would be the total amount of time that will take for this cargoes to end up in all their destinations. So, do you have like any questions?
Okay, so the setup of endpoints, so the factory B, port, and factory A are given for all use cases. That's the constant that we have.
Yes, so there is a factory, there are two warehouses or two destinations A and B, and there is a port which sits between the factory and destination A. So the distances which are expressed in the number of hours that takes to travel the connecting roads and the sea are hard-coded as well.
Mm-hmm.
And this type of the task, it would be the same, for example, if we were instead of speaking, instead of the factories and ports, if we were talking about, in a simplified way, about an originating server that sends packets to computer B and to the computer A through the router in the between. And the packets have to be acknowledged. But since we've been working in the transport domain for the last months, and I've also discovered that there is a game called Transport Tycoon. And actually, there is another game on Apple Arcade, which is works with the same domain. It's bringing stuff, bringing people on the cars from the houses to shops and back. So that seems like a nice domain for the exercise. And it will allow us to start thinking a little bit about the domain-driven design and event sourcing or event-driven design. Not from the point about building another CRUD application, like commands, aggregates, and all the other stuff, but we'll approach it from a different angle, which forces us to think about the temporal coupling, like how things happen after another in time. What is the cause? What is the effect? How does this stuff like just happens? But at this point, the purpose of the task is not to think, not to over-design. So you don't need to do commands, events. In fact, in this case, it's not probably even warranted. So whatever language that you think that you'd be most comfortable with, just to hack up a quick script that will give them a set of letters, print a total number. And we'll do the same exercise in our UFO office because guys are already interested. So we'd be able to compare the implementations, probably in different languages.
Mm-hmm. One technical question to the task. So at the port, do the cargo or the truck and the ferry have to be there at the same time to be able to transport the cargo, or can the truck just drop the cargo off and it can be picked up eventually?
Yes, correctly. So truck and ferry don't have to be at the same time. Mm-hmm. So we say that there is a small buffer or like small warehouse at the port as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is actually a simple exercise, but it is also, for example, the same type of exercise that people do when they write CPU simulations. Because when people do CPU simulations, they write scheduling algorithms that pick up input-output works or CPU work, distributed them across multiple execution units, like I/O pipeline and CPU pipeline, and they try to optimize that. Mm-hmm. So the methodology in which the problem would be solved, it is the same methodology that is used in deterministic simulation. And that is something that I've been exploring probably in the last couple of years, year or two. And I feel really excited. And I want to share that stuff in addition to like learning deeper into the domain. And also, if somebody was following things that I write, there is an outstanding database product called FoundationDB that was initially made by a company. Then this company was acquired by Apple. Then it was made open source again. And this FoundationDB database has an outstanding testing setup. In essence, they run it to create a deterministic simulation of an entire cluster in a single thread that allows them to replay stuff, to create multiple simulations and then replay them as needed. So this simple task, it's in essence contains things that one would need to start thinking about if he was to play with such things.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Okay. So if you don't have any questions, that would be it for the first quote-unquote episode of Software Park journey.
No further questions from my side.
Okay, great. So that's it.